Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this afternoon. Another Wednesday, and here we are already in March. The mad March here. I don't know where that came from. But if you're all feeling a bit mad like we are here in the studio today, take 25, put your feet up, grab yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. Today we're with Irene, Anne-Marie and Mariska, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. You look like you've lost a whole lot of weight, but I shouldn't say that because it's not nice being ill, is it?
Well, I don't think I actually lost any weight, but there's a lot more floppy stuff going on at the moment from around the tummy when I move. Oh, that was horrible. That was really horrible. And the only thing I can nail it down to is I went for a run and I drank out of one of those drinking fountains along the park. And it had a sign at the bottom. I can't remember the name of the company. I wish I could. But it had a sign saying that it was recycled grey water that had been purified for the drinking fountain. So if they've got a drinking fountain in a public park, I would have thought that the city council would make sure that it was really okay. But literally got so sick.
That's really important, because if it was that, I would actually go back to that fountain to make sure that that is okay, because what a great idea to recycle the water, but it has to be
done properly. And it's perfectly all right. I mean, I've worked on so many big boats where we recycle the water and put it through the boat again. So I wouldn't have drunk it if I didn't know that there are perfectly good systems that can be very reliable for that sort of thing. But no, I did contact the city council. I told them about it. I told them how sick I was and how quickly, because that sort of thing does happen very quickly, and it happened virtually within about 2 or 3 hours of me drinking the water, and carried on all night and all the next day. So it was really quite bad. They said they'd look into it and they'd do a check, and they reckon that they're constantly monitoring these companies that supply the water for these things, but I don't believe them, so I hope they're checking it now.
Well, surely they'll have to get back to you.
They haven't as yet. That was a week ago.
So. See, you shouldn't go out running. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That's the danger of going out running, isn't it? Like, you risk these things. I don't know if someone was chasing me with a stick or a knife or a gun.
Oh, yes, you would.
I would run faster than anyone's ever seen me run before. And that's even with free food, so.
Well, I suppose I could say that running's a little bit of an exaggeration.
The run
lasts about 50 yards of that, and then it's down to a walk, and then up to a run, and down to a walk, and up to a run.
I have heard that's quite good, though, because it's good for heart or something healthy.
At my age, running is too hard on the old joints, you know. Mm. It really compacts them. There's hardly any cartilage between them now, so you just run a little bit to get your cardio up, and then you're back down to a...
Swimming's good, isn't it?
Swimming's really good. Yeah, I do loads of swimming, too.
Yeah. I haven't been swimming for years, actually. I've been paddling, but not swimming.
One of the good things of moving to Panmure was their lovely...
the lagoon.
It's a YMCA and all sorts, and it's got a fantastic pool in it. It's really, really good.
A nice outside one, actually, in the summertime, which is quite good.
Yep, well, they've only just repaired the inside swimming pool, which is smaller than the outside pool, and so they put two sides of free in the outside pool, so I had the full pool, and it was really funny because, you know me, I make myself a promise. I say, right, and as I'm walking down to the pool, I'm saying, right, you're going to do 20 laps today, Irene, and you're not allowed to come out until you've done 20 laps, right? So I get down there, jump into my toggies, go into the smaller pool, and it's closed.
Oh, no.
So putting
were you
new
thinking
tiles
of doing
in
20
it.
Laps of the smaller pool?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
so
no,
then oh, I no, go oh, out no. to That's the big pool and I go, you made yourself a promise, Irene. Oh, you no. have to do 20 laps. Well, I did, but I nearly killed myself. I sort of get a taxi home. I didn't go had enough energy to walk home.
That's not good. You have to psych yourself up to do the 20 of the big pool now.
I know.
Not good.
Oh, I know. Definitely. Listen to the girl who won't go running.
I know, but do you know what? Swimming. I did swimming for 13 years as a young person.
Say do, and you're still young. My God, how can you say you aren't young compared to me, girl? You're half my age. Don't be rude.
And then I coached for 7 years just before I graduated university, so I'm pretty good at swimming.
Are you our secret famous person that we know?
Yeah, no, we don't know. No, that we know. Definitely not. I was very average. So
okay, I need you to challenge me and push me on, so we're going to have a date at the Panmure Pools.
Okay, have to... without the old one-piece bathing costume, which I've put away. So.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I don't even know where mine is.
I've still got a two-piece. I just let all the floppy bits hang out together. No, I just don't let anybody see me in the two-piece. my eyes.
Listen to us. See, again, we're all ashamed of our bodies. See, it shouldn't matter.
I had this amazing girlfriend from Spain send me this Facebook thing, which Facebook I'm not too keen on these days. But anyway, it was this thing, come on, girls, we're all letting our crowns slip. We're all slagging each other. There's a whole thing that's going on in the news. There's too much of woman putting woman down and da-da-da. So I want you all to paste a picture of yourself. Every single one of my friends that I've tagged, paste a picture of yourself doing something that you like on Facebook and tag a whole pile of other girls. So I did, except I forgot to tag all my friends in the process because I didn't know how to do it and I ran out of energy, and so I just ended up with a picture of me on there, and she said, where's your tags?
I wouldn't even know how to do that either.
I don't know how to do it.
It's quite easy. You just go...
Here goes the young girl.
You go shift and then the little at sign and then you type their name. So you've got to at them.
So you have to type everybody's name.
Yeah, so you go shift at Mariska. Shift at Irene, and then you can just keep tagging people that way.
I push the tag button and then put their names in, and then it all just disappeared.
No, you got to you went over this. In the comment section.
That's like hard work, isn't it?
It is like hard work, isn't it?
What a kind thing, though, to usually offer to go swimming with Irene.
I don't know if it was an offer. I think it was a challenge.
Yeah. Challenges are good.
Someone I work with, he swims a couple of days a week. He swims about 2 or 3 kilometres before he comes to work.
Wow.
Good idea.
Hmm?
Crazy.
No,
we start work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know when he's doing it.
Well, I used to, and that wasn't so long ago either. That was only 4 or 5 years ago. I used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do a boot camp for an hour before I went to work.
Crazy.
Fabulous fun. I've never been so fit in my life as doing that boot camp.
It does make you feel good. And it's quite neat when you're a morning person, actually. Because I'm a morning person, so I love getting up at that time and you know, watching the sun come up and feeling all energetic for the day.
Yeah.
Not that I do it anymore.
I'm more of an evening person, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Night owl.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm starting to have to be both at the moment. Now, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
You're starting to what?
To have to be both morning and night owl, because I'm just so busy.
I think they call that burning the candle at both ends, don't they?
I think they do.
And that's not good.
I snuffed one out.
Yes, yep. Very much so.
So what's your sleep pattern?
What sleep patterns?
Like how many hours? What's your average sleep?
I wouldn't even want to guess. Not good. And it's interesting because that's the most important part, they reckon, of your whole health and well-being is a bit of good sleep. Doesn't matter how long, but it has to be a solid sleep.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't really know enough about it to knock anything around verbally, but I know I spent 20 years surviving on 4 hours sleep a night and it didn't do me any harm.
Yeah, but did you sleep soundly in that 4 hours?
I would think so because I was pretty exhausted because that was 7 days a week. I was doing that for nearly 20 years. But my body just got used to it. Yeah. I never felt tired. I get all these people saying, I don't know how you did that. And I go, well, quite frankly, it wasn't. It's not the big stress and the big drama everybody wants to make it out to be, because I just wasn't tired. It was perfectly all right. Your body just gets used to it.
Absolutely.
And I was perfectly healthy. I was playing national netball. I was really fit, really healthy. The lack of sleep didn't cause me any problems or...
No, it didn't cause you too many wrinkles either.
Oh, I got those. Maybe that's why I've got so many. There you go. You've just given me a reason. It's not the sun and the sailing. It's the lack of sleep when I was 30.
I think once you get used to a pattern of sleeping, I think it becomes a lot easier as well. Like, I start work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and so my wake-up is 5:30, 20 to 6. I've got friends that struggle to get to their 9 a.m. job. They're still hauling butt at 8:15. I've been doing an hour and a bit of solid work by then, and I think once you get into a routine, it is a lot easier.
I think you're right, because you look at the farmers, you know, when they go on holiday, they're still up at 5 o'clock. You know, and I think you're right. It's just what your body gets used to.
It's just what you get used to, yeah. I can't sleep past 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter how late I go to bed. You know?
Actually, I've learned to be able to do that. So on the weekends now, I can. I'll wake up at the normal time, but then I've learned along the way somewhere to be able to roll over and go back to sleep for another hour.
Well, good for you.
So, there you go.
I'm just convincing myself these days that, you know, sleep is not really... an issue. It's not a drama. It's just get on with it. Because when you get older, you have problems sleeping. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down. One minute you're sleeping really well and the next you're not. So, nothing you can do about it.
There you go. So let's go and have a wee snooze, eh? We'll have a snooze and a wee think and a little nana nap. We'll chuck some music on and we'll be back with you shortly.
Talking about sleep, I have just had a Chinese Airbnb staying with me.
Do you mean a Chinese person?
I mean a Chinese person.
Right.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how you had a Chinese Airbnb staying with you, like a building or something.
Yeah,
like one of those houses with the arms
and
the legs.
Me. I cut out anything that I feel is how do you say that
superfluous.
Word?
Superfluous.
That's the word.
That's the one.
Okay. It was a bloke, and he was such a charming, lovely young man. And the reason I took him was he had so much trouble finding a place because he was Chinese.
And because of the virus.
Yes. That's what I'm meaning. Everybody was sort of putting the onus on them. And it was really funny because I'd been turning them away as well, right, left and centre. I mean, there were just so many wanting to fly in and have a place. And I'm saying, no, I'm sorry, I just can't do that. And when I said the same to him, he went, no, I've been living in New Zealand for the last 4 years. I haven't been out of New Zealand, da-da-da. So I said, of course you can. Come on over. I felt so sorry for him. He was obviously so desperate. But then I find out when he comes that the reason he needed an Airbnb place was because his flat, of which there were three of them in it,
had just come from China.
Two of them were just coming back from the Chinese New Year, and they had to isolate themselves. And so he had to move out of his flat. And, of course, I didn't find this out until 3 or 4 days in him being there. You don't ask questions until you've made friends and got to know, you know. And I go, so you haven't seen your friends at all since they came back? And he went, no.
Suspicious.
And then I see about 4 or 5 days later this very old and obvious Chinese rice cooker turn up, which we don't even sell here. I've only ever seen them in China, and that turned up for his rice because my rice cooker obviously wasn't doing it for him. And I went, okay, so he had to have got that out of the apartment. And I was going, oh, my God, I've just got over one sickness. I don't need another one, and I'm the age that they're all dying.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm sort of going, no. So I've talked to one of my friends, and she's Irene. Go down to the supermarket, you go into the concert, you go here, you go down to the swimming pool, you go here, you go there, you go everywhere. She said, just forget it.
Yeah.
If the infection's coming to New Zealand, it's coming.
Yeah, so if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting the way that it's very hesitant, and Anne-Marie and I spoke about this last week too, you know, just thinking for the poor Chinese that kind of like everybody's stereo, putting them in this big box and don't want to know you and all of this. Yeah. And, just from one thing. And yet, as you say, they're absolutely fine, but we're all interacting differently now.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's hard for them. It's got to be really hard for them. But at the same time, there's a very good reason for that.
Yeah. I think we are experiencing some xenophobia, though. I've read countless stories of people of any Asian description being discriminated against. So, yeah, it's a...
And they're all being very sensible, isolating themselves or not coming. I mean, obviously, a lot of the flights are still cancelled. They might be just coming through now. And I think, like anything, I mean, I'll self-isolate myself just out of kindness to every other human being. So.
I totally agree, and I think that's a good attitude to have, but I wouldn't agree that they are all doing it. I'm sorry. It's just not, as a human race, to put yourself into that much discomfort if you feel you're perfectly all right and got nothing wrong with you. So it's quite a tough thing to do, and I don't think they did. I think he was visiting them. I know he went and got his rice cooker from the apartment, so... No, and they've got no way of knowing how the infection is actually passing at the moment. I mean, it's passing through all their checks and balances. So
they're saying airborne, they're saying through saliva, they're saying through a whole bunch of stuff. It's just because it's such an unknown from an animal to human transfer, there's just not enough research done on it.
Well, it's definitely way more than airborne. they've already proven that. It's on surfaces as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's staying alive on surfaces.
Yeah. Anyway, we're still all here. We are still alive. Yes. And anybody out there listening, they may be in isolation. So if you are in isolation and you're having there with your board and you've had your feet up, we're really privileged to have you along. And why don't you jump on our Facebook page and let us know how you're getting on, because we know it's tough. Anyway, for everybody, we'll see you the same time, same place next week with some more gossip and drivel and all the other stuff that we talk about on Two Sugars.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.